between that and the second half of the paper, she had put together a big, long, detailed plan about how she wants to raise her resources. But this mental model is an icon of what she wants to do. So she has an arrow pointing to the right that says, the way out. And over there, the sun is shining. She has a sun in a blue sky. And I think the words on that were peace and friendship and hope and confidence, or words like that. And then there's an image of a college or a building, I guess, and it says BCCC, which is the local community college where she lives. And she has 4.0 written on there, meaning, you know, she expects to do well. And then she has the word budget, and in parentheses, it's not a bad word. And then another place where she has another little icon for a bank or something is savings. And then there's a picture of her three happy children in a closet with an umbrella in it that represents an umbrella for a rainy day. And that's her, the stories that she put together. This is what is, this is what can be. This is a discrepancy between what was and what will be. And it's building a future story. Well, I think the image itself carries feelings. And when I show that to an audience and I look at their faces, I can see the look of feeling on their face. People are really captivated by the power of the feelings, especially when they see it says job one, job two, job three. And so it's an emotional impact, and it takes us into her world, and we're listening to her. And I think so often in middle-class settings, you know, our organizations are driven to get certain outcomes. And because we're driven that way, and because sometimes we think that we know what people need, we begin to become directive. We start making the argument for change for them. And there's a big difference between who it is that makes the argument for change. And this illustrates a woman who's making her argument for change. She is expressing her motivation on there. And I think the challenge for us as a community is to find a way, by collaborating with others in the community and to drop off all the silos we live in, to provide support for that woman to actually get to college and get out. Right now, we stop working with people as soon as they've left our organization. And if every organization does that, we do what we've always been doing. And what we do is operate out of silos. So everyone does their bit, does good outcomes. The outcomes are always good enough to justify getting funded for the next cycle. But that does not mean that people are getting out of poverty.